You bet I am, Ruth boomed irrepressibly. Take shoes now. You probably bought 2 or 3 pairs, right? 2 pairs of boots, yes. Smart. But they're not going to last 5 years in the jungle, no matter what fancy composite they're made out of. After that, you make your own. And for that, you come to me for a course in cobbling. I see. You have thought this out, haven't you? Wouldn't be here if I hadn't. Jay smiled up at her mother with complete adoration. Isn't an imprinter rather heavy to be lugging about? Horst asked curiously. Ruth guffawed loudly and ran the back of her hand across her brow in a theatrical motion. Sure is, but it's valuable, especially the newest technical courses, stuff this planet's never heard of. I'm not about to leave that in the hands of the spaceport crew. No way, no how. A chill of alarm slithered through Horst. You don't think... I'm bloody sure they are. It's what I do. Why didn't you say something back there? He demanded in exasperation. I have reading primer books in my container. Medicines, communion wine. Some of us could have remained with it for security. Listen, Father, I'm not aiming to be mayor of this group. I'll leave that to some hulking macho male, thank you. And I can't see myself being applauded for standing up in front of that manager woman and saying we should stay behind to stop her friends from stealing our gear. Would you have done that? You with your goodwill to all men? Not publicly, no, Horst said. But there are ways. Well, start thinking of them, because those precious containers of ours are going to be left piled up in a warehouse in town for the next couple of days before we set sail. And we're going to need what's inside them. And I really do mean need, because anyone who thinks that all it takes to survive out there is determination and honest toil is in for the shock of their pampered lives. Do you always have to be right about absolutely everything? Listen, you're here to look after our souls, Father. You'll be good at that. I can see you're the caring type. Deep down, anyway. But keeping my soul connected to my body, that's all down to me, and I intend to do the best job I can. All right, he said. It might be a good idea for me to speak with some of our group this evening. Perhaps we could organize some kind of watch at the warehouse. Wouldn't be a bad idea to see if we can acquire replacements for anything that's gone walkabout as well. There's bound to be other groups' gear stored with ours. It shouldn't be too difficult. Alternatively, we could go to the sheriff's office and ask them to find anything that's been stolen from us, Horst said forcibly. Ruth laughed out loud. They walked on in silence for several minutes. Ruth? He asked eventually. Why have you come here? She exchanged a mournful glance with Jay, the two of them suddenly vulnerable. I'm running away, she said. Aren't you? Durringham had been founded in 2582, a couple of Earth years after the Confederation inspection team had confirmed the results of the Land Venture Company's ecological analysis crew, agreeing that La Londe had no biota exceptionally hazardous to humans, a certificate which was vital for any planet seeking to attract colonists. The hiatus was due to the Venture Company, which had bought the settlement rights from the scout ship which discovered the planet, attracting partners and turning itself into the La Londe Development Company. With enough financial backing to establish a working spaceport and provide a minimal level of civil administration, as well as securing an agreement with the Edenists to germinate a biotech habitat above Murora, the system's largest gas giant, the task of attracting colonists began in earnest. After reviewing the predominantly Southeast Asian catchment profiles and intended culture base of other Stage 1 colony planets in the same sector as La Londe, the LDC board decided to concentrate on Euro-Christian ethnic stock to give themselves an adequate immigrant pool. They wrote a broadly democratic constitution which would come into effect over a century, with the LDC turning over local civil administration functions to elected councils, and ultimately the governorship to a congress and president at the end of the first 100 years.